Now, what were you saying? You said that you were a little bit upset that...
Not a little bit.
That your cousin had a baby.
Now I have a second cousin.
Right.
Because my cousin had a baby. And so his name is Paolo. Now, at Christmas, I used to be the youngest one and everyone would pay attention to me. And now he took over. He's going to be the little one in the family and everyone's going to be paying attention to him. And
this upsets you, of course.
Yes.
Okay. Understandable, I guess. So you're going to make him a...
A teddy bear.
You're sewing a teddy bear. And you'd like to build him something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I mean, this whole conversation started because of an old futon we have that I'm going to throw out, but you want me to keep the wood and make something out of it.
Could be useful, Dad.
You really are a chip off your old father, you know.
What?
That just means that you resemble your father, both physically a little bit and also in the way you think.
That you want to do that?
Are you kidding? I'm always building things and ripping things apart.
No, but when you were little, you used to do that kind of thing, like...
No, not really. When I was little, I just used to take things apart and never know how to put them back together again. But that's how I learned.
Because then your father would show you how to put it back together and then...
Oh, no, my father would just rip his hair out and go running screaming. It was my mother, actually, that supported me and gave me all the support and used to tell my father all the time, relax, he'll learn, eventually he'll start putting things back together, which did happen.
And you know what's weird?
What's weird?
I've always realized this. We start a conversation, and yes, then when we end it, it ends up being a whole different topic.
Oh, yes, of course. I do that with my mother all the time. We can start talking about a recipe and end up talking about...
A tree.
Oh, cosmology, particle physics, you name it.
Oh, God. And I don't even know what that is. I'm only in grade 4.
True enough. But I'm sure it's entertaining.
And you're trying to explain trigonometry to me. It's really confusing.
Oh, you're going to love trigonometry.
You've said that a million times. I don't even know what it is, okay?
It's figuring out angles and stuff.
Yeah.
And the relationship between...
Really? They're doing that in grade 5 already. It's, well, not like a lot of it, but they're doing some of it. Like,
yeah, I imagine they're going to, yeah.
There's some in our agenda.
Right, like, yes, of course. No, A squared plus B squared equals C squared. You'll understand all what that means.
Don't say that to me. That's like saying 1 plus 2 is 3. Because A is the first letter of the alphabet, and B is 2. So, 1 and 2.
Right.
1 plus 2.
That's the funny thing. That's the funny thing about algebra. There's more letters than there are numbers sometimes. And when you get to really high-level math, like what your cousin
Rick did... I know. Algebra is really...
There's no numbers at all. It's just all letters.
Algebra is scary. Kevin, my friend in my grade, he has an older sister. And so...
You think, like, algebra hangs out in dark alleys and waits for you?
Weird.
Oh, not that kind of scary. Okay, it's not like algebra zombies or something.
Okay, look. My friend Kevin, he has a big sister who's in grade 11, I think. Anyway, she's, like, teaching him all these things, like... algebra and trigonometry. Well, I'm not sure if he knows trigonometry yet. Anyway, she's like teaching him stuff like that. Wow. Really, really, like a lot of math and stuff. And he gets like every test right. So, I'm really scared.
Well, you did very well in your math tests.
We're doing grade 5 work because I'm in the grade 4-5 split class.
Oh, that's incredible. I just hope you don't get too bored next year.
Yeah, I probably will, because I'll know all the answers. But that's okay, because then I'll get everything right. And the teacher will be like, oh, you're so good at this.
Wow. Okay, I'll let you throw around your little magnets now. And
yeah, I bought them at the dollar store. They're like these magnets. You throw them up in the air.
And they make that funny sound. Do that again. And again. Okay, cool.
Bye.
Bye.